Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Tonight's forecast, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows around 50. The final Racine Common Council meeting of the current term will take place Monday night, but ahead of that will be a committee of the whole session, and funding the event center study is back for discussion. Specifically, it's Alderman Sandy Widener's requested discussion about rescinding the March 7th council vote to approve the $600,000 for a Phase 1 study of the Lakefront Hotel and Event Center. It's not a reconsideration by legal definition because that would have required a request by an alderman from the majority side. Work on the study started several weeks ago. The city attorney's office said should the council decide to reverse its earlier vote, there would still be financial liability regarding the hired consultant who was given an end-of-June deadline. In recent years, the Racine Department of Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services has been able to secure grant money from various sources, sought under the leadership of Director Tom Mulbeck. And the Finance Committee this week heard about a $9,500 application to support the Performing Arts Program at the Dr. John Bryant Community Center.
Our department's going to go after the S.C. Johnson's Maxi Grant. There's no match. It's for $9,500, which we hope we would get. If we do get that, we'd like to get your permission to apply and accept that dollar amount. And that dollar amount, if we get that full one, probably will take us through 3 months of wages for the different classes that we hold. So we're looking for you to give us permission to apply and accept.
The committee, as it has with past grant application requests from Park and Rec, unanimously approved this latest request to S.C. Johnson, and with great appreciation for the staff work done to secure the outside funding for different programs. The public is reminded about safely disposing old prescription and over-the-counter medications, sprays, inhalers, ointments, creams, and other similar materials at a Medicine Collection Day event tomorrow in Racine. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Kirko.
It'll start at 8 in the morning and go till about 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Household Hazardous Waste Collection Site, which is on 21st Street west of Green Bay Road next to the landfill. You're urged to keep all medications in the original packaging or containers, but just eliminate the name of who it was for. Not allowed to take note are needles, illegal drugs, inhalers, personal care products like shampoo and soaps and lotions, biohazardous materials, and aerosols. Now, if you can't make the special collection tomorrow, medication drop-offs can be made anytime at the police departments in Racine, Mount Pleasant, Caledonia, Sturtevant, Waterford, and both the city and town of Burlington. There's also the Union Grove Village Hall, and the Walgreens on Washington Avenue, and the Lakeview Pharmacy on Monument Square will also accept your medication drop-offs. I'm Tom Kirko, WRJN News.
Based in part on results of a survey on different components about the middle schools, Racine Unified Administration is proposing to shake things up starting in the fall of 2018 with some high-profile programs in new locations. Among them is the Fine Arts Program at Bull on DeCoven Avenue, shifting to Gilmore on Northwestern Avenue under what's being called the My School, My Choice initiative. Expect a few parents and students to make their feelings known at future school board meetings. The City of Kenosha's Home Investment Partnership Program is funded with a $350,000 annual contribution from HUD in Washington. And the commission that oversees operation has a public hearing Monday on a $300,000 loan increase for the developer of the apartments in the former downtown YMCA building at Library Park. Varin Library Park II LLC already received a $500,000 home program loan, but lost a $630,000 federal home loan bank grant, leaving a funding gap. The Kenosha News says city staff is supporting the request, which the Finance Committee and full council must decide. Residences at Library Park is billed as a $12 million project, with 42 low-income units and the other 7 at market price. Easter came a little early today as the Easter Bunny, accompanied by Racine County Sheriff's Deputy Friendly Timothy Graves, spent time visiting Ascension All Saints Hospital, the Women's Resource Center, and the Homeless Assistance Leadership Organization of Racine. Deputy Friendly and the Easter Bunny handed out over 100 Easter baskets to new mothers and children at the hospital, as well as children and families at the Women's Resource Center and HALO. This is the 10th year Deputy Friendly Graves has accompanied the Easter Bunny on the visits. The event is sponsored by the Racine County Deputy Sheriff's Protective Association and the Easter Bunny Incorporated. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.